Camden, New Jersey is home to more than 70,000 people, and all those residents have only two public libraries available to them. WHYY's Kenneth Burns tells us now about a woman who's stepping up to fill that gap.
Danielle Jackson is a lifelong Camden resident who loves to read, and she credits her grandmother for instilling that passion within her.
I've always been an avid reader, something that my grandmother, kind of gifted to the family. So all of us are really, heavy into books.
Jackson says while her family helped her understand who she is and where she came from, it was her grandmother's bookshelf that was crucial to her education.
My grandmother has a Black History collection. They are hard copy books, but it's everyone from Maya Angelou to Eartha Kitt to Lena Horne. It is everybody that you could think of on this collection that I've been looking at since I was a little girl.
And while reading in her home in Camden, Jackson says poring over different stories and immersing herself in the adventures helped her travel the world.
I've never been to, Paris or, I've never been to Africa, but in my mind's eye, I've been to all of those places because I was able to escape there through reading.
Now she shares her love of reading with her community and calls herself the Hoodbrarian.
Like, I want to bring, literacy and resources to the community, and I'm going to do it my way.
She says the inspiration for the name came from Imani Cohen, a Los Angeles-based spiritual entrepreneur who calls herself the Hood Healer. She's also filling a gap in her own community through wellness. Jackson began her mission about 2 years ago after noticing that the city of Camden didn't have as many libraries as it once did.
Well, I looked up one day and all the libraries were closed. We went, from having about 10 to having 2.
The city once managed an extensive public library system, but a budget crisis in the early 2010s prompted city officials to shut the system down and hand over the only two branches left to Camden County. One of the libraries now stands on Ferry Avenue near the south end of the city, and the other on the campus of Rutgers University, Camden. The impact is still felt by longtime residents a decade later.
In the circles that I travel, which are basically a group of active citizens, they all felt as though this is just one more part of the dismantling of Camden.
That's Keith Benson, a lifelong Camden resident and community activist.
They were a place of meeting and a place of learning and one more piece of a very positive culture and a very positive community.
And despite the pandemic's pause on in-person gatherings, Jackson has been able to bring bookworms together virtually. Every Wednesday, she hosts a story time for kids and book club chats for adults.
That's where we have the guest readers and people who want to come on and share that story time with the Hoodbrarian and friends. Then there's also Raging Readers, which is a book club, and that is from about 11 to maybe 13.
Even if it's just one person, Jackson says she's grateful to share her extensive collection with those who pop into her reading room. Her book selections come from her own library, which she calls her Hoodbrary. It's quite sizable thanks to book drives she's hosted and donations from people she knows.
One crate of books could possibly be about 100 books. And so I have about roughly 20 crates of books as of right now.
And that doesn't count the books in her basement or the ones donated by family members. In fact, the latest addition to her Hoodbrary are books from her grandmother's bookshelf that sparked her love for reading. And she hopes what those books did for her will do the same for those in her community. For Here and Now, I'm Kenneth Burns.